So may all beings be competent when meeting those who challenge them. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when seeing a dispute. I wonder who this is talking to. Okay. So may all beings be competent when meeting those who challenge them. This is the practice of the sattvas when seeing a dispute. Okay. So I think this means when we see other people in a dispute, yeah, instead of taking sides and getting involved in what isn't our business, to be able to remain neutral, but to hope that both sides are able to communicate properly, and in communicating properly, resolve their dispute. Okay? Because often when we get into disputes, it talks about be competent when meeting those who challenge them. Sometimes, as soon as somebody challenges us, we fall to pieces. Yeah? We have so many old behavior patterns that we can't be. That interfere with our being competent when there's a discussion or a dispute that needs to be resolved. And so, because we are not competent in communicating well, then things kind of really get out of hand. So this is good for when we're looking at other people in a dispute, so we remain impartial. But also when we're in the middle of a dispute with others, to think about, well, how can I be competent in handling this? Yeah. So how can I be cool, not fly off the handle, and not withdraw? Because both of those are not very productive in times of conflict. You know. But both of those are strategies that we often employ, don't we? Yeah. There's conflict. Bye. I'll see you later. Don't talk to me. Or there's conflict. Boy, I want to jump in and have it out with somebody. I did some study at one time about different styles in conflict. Let me see if I can remember them. You might be able to help me. There was avoidance and then there was one in which you accommodated the other person. There was one in which you were you compromised, and then cooperate. And then there was a fifth one. Do you remember what it was? I think the collaborate was the cooperate.
You haven't said confront yet.
What?
You haven't said confront yet.
Yeah, maybe confront. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, because one was avoid it, one was accommodate, which is kind of do what the other person wants. Then one is, you know, kind of be aggressive and dominate the situation. And then one was kind of compromise, and then one was to collaborate. Yeah. And so I see a lot of similarities between those and Buddha Dharma, you know, and different situations call for different kind of conflict styles. And the thing is that when we're competent, we figure out which kind of conflict style fits that situation. But when we are overwhelmed in our mind, then we can't think clearly enough to figure out which conflict style we need to employ. So maybe in the upcoming days, we'll talk a little bit about each conflict style. I find it actually very, very helpful because, and you know, between now and then, you might think a little bit, you know, which one is your usual one? Yeah, because we all kind of have a pattern that we often fall into, and then it prevents us from thinking creatively about how to handle discussions, because we just do the same behavior no matter what, which is like, you know, no matter what math problem somebody gives you, you say five. You know? You're not going to be very effective. Yeah. But when we can find the places in ourself for how to be creative and diverse in handling situations, and then when we can look at each situation and figure out how best to handle it, then we can really be more effective. Yeah, there was avoidance, accommodate, aggression.
You just turned to your
thought. What? Yeah, but this I already said. Yeah. Aggression or
avoidance? Aggression.
No, avoidance. Accommodate. Yeah. Then we could maybe say dominate.
Well, right in the back of working with anger, there's this list right there. I'll show.
Dominate and then compromise and collaborate.
Yeah, with a nice description.
And I really find it so helpful.
Yeah.
You know, I went to one mediation conference and one guy talked about that. I find it really helpful.
The practice style of avoidance, control.
That's it, control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Accommodation, mm-hmm. compromise, and collaboration.
I first learned it was on a little chart, which maybe I can draw. And the two things were, what was it? How much a relationship meant to you, and how much the issue meant to you. Yeah? And then accordingly, you would pick, the style.
And we teach that in mediation, like it's with a stranger that you're just going to see once. It's not so important, the relationship.
Yeah.
But what you want, and you're willing to have a not good relationship to get what you want. But if it's a long term, like parents with kids, share for 18 years, or your people you live with, then the relationship becomes much more important. Because you're going to have to go on and on with them no matter what the outcome of this thing is.
Yeah.
And it's also a piece of what kind of agreement you want. Do you want a lose-lose, a win-lose, a lose-win, or a win-win type of agreement?
Yeah.
I find that strangers to sit this, we can usually, I'm just thinking about strangers, I'm usually quite nice, but people that are very close to me, I can be very, very nice.
This is a conflict with the stranger. This assumes there's a conflict. Yeah. They want something different than you do. That's the base of using it.
Well, they don't want something different than you do. It's easy to be nice. Or sometimes what the issue is with a stranger isn't such a big thing to you, so it's easier to give up. It's not like,
people inside, I usually go to, I'm right and you're wrong. That's not good for long-term relationships, but still, we're still family, so.
Yeah, right.